Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the second day of March in the year of our Lord, 2019. Good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's having a great day. Rick and Ori, I know you're both there. Where do we want to go today? We got so many directions we could go. There's so much going on. Where do you guys want to go today?
Laurie, what are you thinking?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we cover our garden area again. I just wanted to remind everybody that you need to not only remember what you should already have started inside in order to put outside, and we can go over that again if everybody needs to know what should be planted already. But also keep in mind that you should also have your flower garden in mind that you want. That way you're attracting the bees and everything else to help pollinate your garden once you get it into the ground. And if you're wanting to get the butterflies, like the monarch butterflies back in your yard, you're going to have to actually plant some silkweed in your yard for them. Because remember, they lay their eggs on the plant, and then once the eggs hatch, they actually eat the plant and go from there. But for the monarch butterflies to be back in your yard and part of your garden, you have to plant the milkweed for them.
And you can get those seeds on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right.
You can believe that. I mean, if you want to pay for weed seeds, you go right ahead.
Right. You just got to remember, you know, your flowers make your yard look great, but at the same time, help your pollinators to come in to pollinate your garden, your vegetable garden. So it's working double time. It's giving our pollinators something to eat, and it's also making our yards look beautiful, you know. So you're basically killing,
like they say, beauty's like three birds in the eye of the beholder.
Right. So, you know, everybody... We talk about putting in our vegetable gardens all the time, you know, and what we need to do to prepare the ground and everything else. But we do have a tendency to forget that we do need our flower gardens to attract those pollinators for us, for our vegetable gardens. So I just wanted to remind everybody of that today before I forgot about it.
To that end, I would say this about that. Flowers, not all flowers are good habitat for bees and butterflies. You won't really see bees and other things really hanging around stuff like marigolds. I know that, you know, things like marigolds are a big favorite. People like to plant them around vegetable gardens, but the reason generally is because those tend to keep pests out, and those are not. If you ever just watch butterflies, they go where they like to go, and there are places they like to go. One of the strangest things that you'll ever see, and boy, it would be interesting if I could remember to get a 60-second video of this. Is I've got an entire bed of chives. The bed is mixed. Some of them are Oriental. Some of them are American chives. American chives come up in the spring, and they have a pink globe flower on them. The Oriental chives flower more like in the fall, and they're white. And what will happen is there's a very specific kind of small butterfly that loves those things, and in the bed there may be, let's say, 1,000 flowers, and on every other flower will be this particular kind of butterfly. This fall we had some people over, and my brother-in-law looked at the bed, and he couldn't understand what he was looking at. He said, "What kind of a flower is that?" And I said, "Why don't you walk over there and see?" And when he did, 500 butterflies rose up 1 foot and loomed right in front of his face, and you should have heard his laughter He never expected to see that. He thought he was looking at flowers, but what he was looking at was 1,000 flowers with 500 butterflies sitting perfectly still. Yeah, it didn't. It was very odd looking until they moved. Yeah, and they all moved exactly the same way and all at the same moment. So American chives, you know, dual-purpose thing. I mean, they're great in seasonings, good substitute for onions, and great for butterflies. And then there are other things that butterflies like. Like there is something that comes back every year, of course, called a butterfly bush. They get big. I mean, they get, you know, 6-8 feet tall. A lot of times in a lot of places they die all the way to the ground, but they are very prolific. They come back with quite the vengeance. And, boy, do butterflies love those things. Bees, too. So, you know, there are interesting things. You're going to have to pay for that butterfly bush. It's probably going to cost you $10. To buy a little potted thing, but boy, they grow. They grow so quickly. I planted two by the door of school back when the kids were young, and we had to move them because everybody kept getting stung going to recess. So it does work. It does work, and the kids will tell you so.
You know, Rick,
before we go on, yes, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say another thing people can do if they don't want to pay money, at least in rural areas like where we live. I don't know about where you live because everything is pretty much developed. But here, and I really didn't do it intentionally, when we first moved here or built this house, we were pretty well tapped out money-wise, but we wanted some nice-looking stuff in front of the house. Well, I went out on a piece of property we own next to ours, which I'd since sold, but I found what's called a trumpet vine. At least that's what they call it locally here. Again, a very prolific item.
And oh, my God.
And also found some aletheias at Walmart that they had thrown out in a dumpster that they thought were dead. Well, they weren't dead.
That was quite a bit. Was all the time.
Yeah. Another thing they'd thrown out was a bunch of flowering pears. And I took and planted all this stuff. I bought a bunch of quinces for $1 a piece.
Quinces are cool.
Yeah. And anyway, we planted these. And we are so thick with hummingbirds, butterflies, regular honeybees, bumblebees.
Right.
You know, right. We are so thick with them now. And I don't think I... Oh, and the... One Lori bought was a, Lori, what's the purple one out front? I'm drawing a blank on the name. The vine.
Is it a bush? It's a vine.
You mean
the
wisteria.
Wisteria, yeah.
Wisteria.
Japanese wisteria.
Yeah, she bought something that looked like a little twig about a foot long. We planted that. That thing has a base about 6 inches in diameter now.
Yeah.
I'm a Southern girl. I like my wisteria and my magnolias.
Yeah,
wisteria is a lovely thing.
Yeah, but to make a long story short, Rick, for about $20 total in expenditures and a lot of work, we have got more hummingbirds, butterflies, bees, bumblebees, bees, I don't even know what they're called, around this place. And, yeah, it took time for the stuff to grow. The actual expense was nil.
Yeah. Right. Oh,
you know, I know a lot of people don't have money to go out and buy stuff, you know.
Well, if you want to be observant and vigilant, you can watch the roadsides and the ditches. East of me is fairly, well, it wasn't developed when I got here. You know what they say, the last man who moves to the country wants to be the last man. East of me is fairly well developed. West of me isn't developed at all. If I get in the truck and go west, there's not much. And what people around here do is they'll watch the ditches. I got a neighbor here. These people are retired. They're very old. Sorry, Don, if you're listening. They're north of 80. The guy's a retired engineer, hilarious guy. But they went out into the ditches and started digging up daylilies and put them all around two sides of their house. And now they're in a position to give away daylilies. You know, you can go and they'll thin them out, and now they're handing them out. So these things regenerate. The ditch is a good place for something like a daylily because you've always got, and I'm talking about the swale on the side of the road now. You know, there's generally an increased water supply there, so they do well down there. If you want to be vigilant, although that's not really a butterfly flower, though. But
yeah, well, just be careful not to get caught doing that, because in Missouri, it's against the law to dig up.
Well, there's certain
wildflowers.
It's against the law.
Yeah, the wildflowers.
Non-native species.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I got yelled at for taking a rock off the side of the road. What a bunch of nutballs. I'm sure they're all in favor of abortion, but don't move the rock. You know, they want kill the babies, save the whales. Yeah, I love society is really on an upswing, and yeah, I'm you can't just get out of your vehicle and pick up a bowling ball sized rock. That's illegal.
You moving one? What's the difference?
I moved it to a place where it was appreciated. That's what I did. It was Rock Appreciation Day. So, you know, we are moving into that time of the year. Before we move there, there is something I want to bring up. I don't suppose you guys... And I think we'll, if you don't mind, we'll do things a little backwards today. Do gardening, and then if I'm in the mood, we'll talk about the economy and silver, and if I ever get into the mood. But there's something I want to ask. Did you ever see the movie Gran Torino with Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
That was a fascinating movie. For those who didn't see it, it is the story of an old Korean veteran, and I believe he's living in Oakland, California, in a neighborhood that is heavily integrated with Orientals. I don't think you're supposed to say that anymore. Or as he calls them, slopes and gooks.
They were Korean,
yes.
That's what I thought.
I think there were other gangs, I think, there. The thing is, in this particular movie, Clint is in the beginning of the movie, he's not portrayed as a sensitive man. He is not wasting any time with political correctness. He tells it as he thinks he sees it. And this is what I want to say about that. I'm not going to drag this out to any extent, but there's something in his character which was interesting enough for them to stop and make a movie. And it's an interesting concept for the rest of us. Anybody knows that, and we talked about this, I think, last week, the overarching, never-ending deception of everything you see, the lies, and the constant torquing of the political arena and the never-ending psyops, always wanting you to look over here and look over there, and never telling you the truth, the central banks with their never-ending wars, it can make people angry and bitter.
Sure it can.
It has that effect. You know, it manifests itself in many ways. People isolate themselves. They become suspicious. They become basically unfit company for other people, PTSD and lots of other things. But the point is that we all have the stimulation, this negative stimulation, and it really just depends on how you want to look at that. There's a term that the Jewish people use for a person like Clint Eastwood in this movie, and it's called a sabra. For those of you that know what it is a it's a fruit that has a very spiny and unpleasant exterior, but inside it's soft and sweet. Now, I wouldn't call his character soft and sweet, but what happens is that even though he continuously insults his neighbors, they're very patient with him, and eventually the man winds up actually defending them against some local gangs and inevitably winds up giving up his life for these people. And so what I want to say is this, and this might sound very strange, period, let alone possibly coming from me, but because I like music, YouTube is always feeding me different music videos, and one of the things they feed me is these things called Playing for Change, and I've suggested a couple of their videos, but what actually happens is they'll pick a song, a common song, I could say John Denver's Country Roads. Everybody knows right. this song. And they'll get different people from all over the world to play this song, and then it's sent in, and then they make a master mix of it, and it's amazing what the concept then becomes, is that people from all over the world, whether they're from L.A., New Orleans, South Africa, Haiti, Cuba, Russia, Poland, Japan, a lot of people from Japan in these things, Native Americans are in these things, and they're all playing the same song. And what I was telling Tim yesterday afternoon is, and I don't want this to sound sappy, but you can't watch these things and not feel like in some strange way you're peeking through heaven's keyhole. I mean, you look at all these people, they're all very different, and yet all having fun playing the same song. And it just right. seems like it's the way things should be. So what I want to say about Clint Eastwood, who I haven't forgotten about, is this. We all have people all around us in our neighborhoods where we work whose demeanor it can easily be misinterpreted. And if you're one of those people who insist on being easily offended, like in this particular movie, the Koreans were not easily offended. They did not allow him to offend them. And what actually wound up happening is, through their patience and through their non-judgmentalness, Clint got to see a glimpse of something that he has been missing for a very long time. And that was right. that people, even if you're different, people can be kind and non-judgmental and accepting. And what I'm telling you is this. I don't want you to miss that. You're surrounded by, you know, I'm inviting you to peek through Kevin's heaven's keyhole. You know, it's probably all around you if you'll just perceive it. And there is a break.
Yep. It's that time, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stand by.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
And welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. We've been talking about a few things, but Rick, you were mentioning a movie that you watched.
I was, and so we can just wind this up. I don't want to... we've got a lot of things to do, but you have not seen the movie Gran Torino. I think you should look at that and try to find... Try to see yourself in there somewhere. It's although it's not difficult to do with this particular movie. And so I would just say this. Wind it up by saying this. Give yourself and everyone else a break and, try to see people the way they wish you would. And maybe they'll do the same thing for you. So...
Absolutely.
Would you like to go back to the gardening situation? It's an exciting time of year, and there's a lot to say.
Well, yeah, let's do that, Rick. And after Bob and the other break, we need to talk about precious metals just a little bit because there's some wild swings going on, and we need to identify why for our listeners they know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well,
let's go ahead and continue on gardening.
Well, to that end, I would say that if you haven't been storing vegetable seeds, first of all, why? Why haven't you? That was probably...
Well, maybe because it's against federal law right now.
No, storing. Oh,
that's what I said.
It's
against the law, technically.
There's a book out there, I forget who wrote it, but it's called Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. And that pretty much sums up my life. Yeah. I'm sure everything's going to be illegal before it's over. I think out in Denver, you're not allowed to catch rainwater off your own house.
Right.
Well, you know, they can fold it five ways and put it in the shadows, in their own shadow there. So if you should have some vegetable seeds, but, you know, we're going into the cold weather, so now's your opportunity to get your cold weather stuff in. Radishes, a great time for radishes pretty soon. Remember, for the next two solid weeks are all St. Patrick's Day. So make sure you stock up on something to drink. But so your vegetables, your cold stuff can go in. You can start. In about 2 weeks, you can start a lot of stuff inside, we also want to talk about compost tea because it appears that doubles potato production, which I have been wildly unsuccessful at so far. I wasn't even going to do it this year, but now I find myself personally insulted and. Don't tell me you and I watched the same videos. Yeah. Oh, probably so. I'm going to, with respect to that, what I want to talk about also before it's over, carbs, how difficult they can be to produce, and what you might do about it. But if you take your Clyde's Garden Planner and you move the last frost date down to, well, in this area, it's April 15th, and we see that your first outside plantings of onions, now your onions go in today. Your peas and your spinach go in next weekend. Mm-hmm. On the 15th, you've got cabbage, cauliflower, radishes, and turnips go in.
Nice.
First week of spring, around the 21st or 22nd, I can never remember what that is, beets and potatoes go in. I generally get them in a little earlier, but whatever. And then from there you go to the last week in March, and you're up to things like broccoli, lettuce, carrots, chard, and bush beans. So we are at that time. The potatoes. This year we'll try the Ruth Stout method, which basically involves putting them on a bed and not really planting them in the traditional way. I will press them into soft dirt to make sure they're in good contact with the soil. I won't necessarily just throw them out there like some people do, and they actually get away with this. But I will press them into the dirt and then cover them with about a foot of hay. I try to avoid using straw whenever I can.
Well,
because
no, I don't think straw would do you much good, honestly, Rick. I really don't. And also, straw is four times the cost of hay, you know, if you've got to buy it.
Yeah, and it brings in a lot of bugs and stuff because they get up in those hollow tubes, and they kind of hide out there.
And
so,
not to mention, it spreads. The seeds spread. And you don't want yard full of straw.
They sure do. Well, we can pick up gardening in a while.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes or so. Stand by.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Gold and silver have been used for tens of thousands of years for trade, taxes, and tribute. No other metals have ever demonstrated such ultra-long-term correlated consistent value. None. I'm Tim Center from the Rural Survival Show. Rick, Lori, and I want to let you know about Gold Wealth Financial, a full-service investment firm specializing in gold and silver. These folks know the answer to those questions that you have about owning physical gold and silver. These are the same folks we buy our bullion from. There are no minimums. You can buy as little as an ounce or as much as you want. Don't risk losing what you already have during the approaching economic collapse. Visit GoldWealthFinancial.com today or call 1-480-440-7100. That's 1-480-440-7100. And please tell them we sent you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Rural Survival with Nern RBN. We've been talking about a few things this morning, gardening, a movie, but we're actually talking about gardening again. We were just kind of going over the things that you should already have started, things that you should be starting within the next couple of weeks before putting outside. Rick, you want to go ahead? I know you weren't done.
I can, but we're not finished. But at the bottom of the hour, I did, Mr. Spencer there want to say something about the silver and the economy, and then we can go back to gardening, or how do you want to do this? Oh, is Mr. Spencer indisposed? Yo, Tim. That's fine.
I don't know if he muted his phone or not.
I accidentally had the phone muted, guys. I apologize. I was talking to my granddaughter sitting behind me during the commercial, and I didn't want bleed over. And I forgot to turn it off the mute.
So, what are you going to do with the... we're here we are at the bottom of the hour. You wanted to say something. Wanted us to approach the silver situation, or silver and gold, however you want to see it.
Well, actually, both. And here's the reason, guys. Right now, since last weekend, silver's dropped $1.50, or $1.25, I guess, really. Gold has dropped about $30 since last weekend. Well, one of the things I wanted to get into is the whys and wherefores of why it dropped. But the main thing I wanted to do was let people know that it had dropped and that right now is a perfect buying opportunity. Now, this stuff is not going to lose value. It's going to go up and down on a daily basis or weekly basis. But in reality, silver is still at 1528. I sincerely believe by the end of the year, it's going to be 18 and a half to 19. Just like I sincerely believe that by the end of the year, gold is going to hit that 1400 mark. Now, you know, I'm not an economist. All I do is look at the indicators and see what's going on and pay attention to where the value of the dollar is going. And right now, the value of the dollar is up a little bit, and that's why the price of gold and silver is down some. It's not that the supply has magically increased all of a sudden. It's the value of the dollar against other currencies. So, and of course, we've got downward pressure because of paper, silver, and gold, SLV, GLD. And, you know, I know you're very familiar with that end of it, Rick.
But, yeah, that's manipulation. That's never-ending manipulation.
Right,
trust
exactly.
me when I say this. There is, I can promise you, that pushing silver down a buck was an orchestrated what do they call that synchronized swimming event by the central banks, and every single time J.P. Morgan Chase slams the physical silver market down, they race in with the profits. And this is, boy, don't you wish you had this job? They take the profits of the paper they sell. And they rush in, which is not their money, it's just profit. They rush in and they use it to buy physical silver, and they put that in the vault. This is a scam. But
then they sell that, Rick, as paper. And not to mention, they've already bought derivatives on the price of silver. So when they force it down, those derivatives pay.
Right. I didn't even want to get into that. That is, you know, that is just, but that's how perverted and twisted the debt market has become. They are making money no matter which way they turned. If they got up in the morning and accidentally fell out of bed, they would make $5 million. It just, no matter what they
exactly.
do, they've got it in such a way that it's just money. In the entire history, since 1980, I think it is, J.P. Morgan Chase has never lost a single dime on a trade on silver. So, if you think this is all legit, you can get that out of your head. But we digress. Nobody really cares about their evil plan. The question is, what does it mean to us, and how do we benefit by it? How does a decent, normal human being take advantage of the weight? You know, they're basically propping the door open for themselves, but you can go through too. And that's what I think, that's what we think you should do. You don't have to, but that's what, I will say this. In my opinion, there's absolutely no intelligent reason that the dollar should go up, at all.
Well, it's manipulated, Rick.
Right. It is. But, at this point, they have had 0% interest rates for so long, and that has created so much fake currency that the value of the dollar has been effectively, in my opinion, it's undermined to the point where, you know, I carry it in my pocket to buy stuff, but as God is my witness, I don't know why it works. It just does, so I do it. But and I've said it before, I'll turn in $15 and buy some silver. I have to laugh about it. It's funny. You know, they'll actually take paper money for silver. I don't understand that. You know, that just makes no sense whatsoever. But I guess that's how they do it.
You know, it makes me wonder, Rick, these silver stores like the one you use, what is it, Scott's, or whoever you use.
Sure.
It makes me wonder how much they're saving for themselves at home.
Right.
You know, they use that paper money they take to buy more, of course, otherwise they go out of business.
Right. Precisely.
But it makes me wonder, you know, how much of the profit they use to buy for themselves and stash in a safe location. I've always wondered about that. I mean, of course, it's none of my business. It's just one of those things that...
This would be a room. This is a room that would be the size of any Walmart lingerie department. I spend a lot of time there, so I know about how big they are.
Well, we know how you are with lingerie, Rick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm the only person on the planet with an armadillo lingerie basket. The what occurs there, though, there's a good 20 people standing in that room, and they vary in age from 70 to 25. So I think if you asked those people, are any of them, you know, are any of them interested in owning precious metal, I guess you'd get a number of answers, but I'm going to bet the bulk of them get it. I just think they would, you know, that just by association. But you know, I want people to understand that the way they've held the interest rates at zero and the amount of money they printed, there's only one reason that we even appear to have a middle class at this point, and it is debt. Yes, the middle class appears to be there, but I don't think they are. Right now, you've got new home starts are at record lows. Mortgage defaults and auto loan defaults are at record highs.
Auto loan defaults, I read, Rick, were in the millions for January.
7 million. 7 million, right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah, well, easily. Yeah, and now the average car payment has risen to $525. So, I know that I know what it looks like we still have the middle class. I frankly doubt it. I really do. I can't prove that we don't, but maybe I can. If you look at the debt they're carrying, if you called in all their debt right now, there wouldn't be a middle class. They would be living at the YMCA. Yeah, they would be. These people would. You'd have subdivisions, empty subdivisions, you know. So, and you got the student loan bubble. In fact, what you've got here, what this zero interest rate has done is created what I would call the everything bubble. Everything you look at with your eyes is now in a massive bubble. And I'm not trying to do the fear porn thing. I'm really not. But it doesn't mean that I'm lying either. So, you know, what is your perception of the everything bubble? Do you not feel at risk? Do you not feel threatened? Up there in Canada now, you're allowed, you know, how what are we down here? You get a 30-year mortgage on your house. They got 5-year mortgages, and you know why they're doing that? You know what happens at the end of 5 years?
What?
You renegotiate. They're going to move your interest rate. Yeah, they're going to move your, they're not going to let you keep your interest rate anymore. Every 5 years, you're going to get, they might think that's real clever, but what's going to wind up happening is that they're going to wind up, the bank's going to wind up owning a lot of houses. So I don't know. I don't know where that's going. But, you know, I'm going to suggest.
I don't think the interest rates as a whole are ever going to go up. I don't think they can, not in our current situation.
I'm glad you brought that up. It is opined that they can never go up. If they go up at all, this whole house of cards comes down. Now, once again, if you think that we're fear porning, I don't know what to tell you. I understand. I can tell you right now, when I bring this kind of thing up to my wife, she shoves her fingers in her ears and runs away from me going, nah, like that. So, because she just can't stand the pain. And I get that. But at the same time, somebody in the house better be paying attention because we can't all be ignoring the 800-pound gorilla sitting on the couch eating Cheetos and wiping his hand on the lampshade. I can't be that guy. I can't be that guy. All right, and I love the people that are that guy, but it's never been me. So you know, I gotta look at the other side of it all. Before we get away from this, I want to mention Dr. Joe brought something up, and I know the answer. He asked a question I did not know the answer to, but I know it now. Good morning, Joe. He asked, if you convert a portion of your IRA into gold, what happens to the gold? The answer is you can do anything you want with it. but you should be, it should be in your possession. What actually occurs...
Oh, absolutely.
What occurs is it becomes, you set up an LLC, which will cost about $400 to do, but...
Or you can do it yourself you can, for 50 in this state.
You can certainly try it yourself if you feel confident. You can go to LegalZoom, and you can do it. The gold comes to you, and you put it on a shelf, let's say a hypothetical shelf. And what happens is when you get to be a certain age, you have to take mandatory IRA distributions. It's the law. You have to start taking it out, and you have to start paying tax on the portion that comes out. They tell you how much you have to take out. You simply take the gold off the shelf, and you move it to your personal shelf, which is the shelf above it or below it, and then whatever you've just moved, you simply report that as no longer in the IRA. And of course, they're going to want you to pay your taxes on that there at that point. So that's
right.
Essentially what happens. But I think Joe's real question is, are they going to hide it in some imaginary place so that you'll never see it? And the answer is no. You get it in your possession, and it ought to be somewhere in your possession where obviously well hid, and where you and maybe one other person would know where that would be or something. You don't have to arrange that yourself. So that's the answer to that question. So to get back to the rest of this, we're going to have Steve Hunt on next week, I believe, right? At the top
tonight,
of the hour.
Yes.
At 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, or 2:30 in the afternoon, according to AOC. She won't be here. So we'll have some questions for him at that point. If you want to call in, of course you can do that. But I would say that just to kind of, I guess, sum this up, this thing, especially with what the Trumpster did recently, where talking to the central banks and agreeing to stop raising interest rates, stop reducing the balance sheet, they've kicked the can down the road further and further exacerbated the situation. For those of you familiar with explosives, what we do something with explosives called tamping. And what you do is,
yes,
if you take, let's say you've got a bundle of, let's just say, just for fun, just two sticks of dynamite, or in my case, Kinetta stick. You take those, and if you set them on the ground and you touch them off, you get a very, very loud but very, very impotent explosion. Yes, it's going
right.
to destroy the grass for 20 yards in every direction, but basically nothing's going to happen. Maybe knock out your window. But
yes,
at the same time, if you take a post hole digger and you go down, say, 3 feet, and you put the dirt back on there, you set that off, you get a magnificent hole. If you go down 10 feet,
exactly.
if you think for one minute that dynamite isn't going to go off 10 feet down, you're wrong. You get a much larger hole. Not to mention the fact that what comes up out of that hole, you better not be around. You better be behind something when that happens, because what comes out of that hole will kill you. So what Donald is doing is he's tamping the charge. By kicking the can down the road, he is making things exponentially worse by keeping interest rates at zero, by printing more money. This is just getting, the longer this goes, the more weight is being put up against the dynamite. And when this finally does go off, my guess would be, and once again, we are not priests, nuns, or exorcists. So, if you feel like you're possessed, you need to seek the advice of a real exorcist. But in my opinion, what you need to do is, if you don't have some kind of precious metal when this goes off, you're just going to be just a victim, just like everybody else. And once again, it's not fear porn. That is my personal opinion. I'm guessing that I'm right. And you know,
well, you are
in the
right.
case of the IRA, yeah, in the case of shifting assets, remember this, folks. We're not saying go buy a Maserati. What we're suggesting is here is you take money and you simply change it in form. You change it in form from paper to something made of metal. You're not losing anything at all. You're not losing. It's staying the same, but you're protecting yourself.
I agree. That's the reason I call it conversion. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to start taking calls at the top of the hour. So go ahead and call in now if you want. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. We've covered a few different subjects today, gardening, precious metals, and we are accepting phone calls at this time. So if you guys would like to call in with any questions or comments, number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And, okay, guys, what are we going to do now?
Well, I wanted to put out Goldworth Financial's information. So if people are interested in buying gold or silver and using a metals brokerage that is delighted to tell you about how to set up our IRAs and answer all your questions about them, and provide you with physical gold and silver at just a fraction over cost. Here's the information. Now, you go to goldwealthfinancial.com, or you can call 480-440-7100. That's 480-440-7100. Their hours are 8 to 5 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. You can talk to Steve Hunt right there. I forgot, I'm drawing a blank on his partner's name. I apologize, but also a super nice guy.
His name is Todd.
Todd, that's it. I was thinking Tony, and I knew that wasn't right. So, yeah, really nice guy, though. And they'll set you up, right, Rick?
Yep, they'll set you up. As a matter of fact, they have a firm that will do your IRA for you if you want to do that. And just charges. Here locally, my lower charge is 5. They're only asking 4. So, you know, they're not really making any money off the paperwork there. So, yeah, they will set you up.
Okay, guys, we have Gary in Texas online.
Yeah, go ahead.
11, yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Did you say a live one? Is that what you said, Tim?
Say again? I didn't.
So did you say a live one?
11. I think he said.
Oh, 9-11. Okay.
But I think he meant a live one. He meant that.
Yeah.
You call that a live one? That's a Freudian slip. It's a Freudian slip. I'm not.
Do what?
It's a Freudian slip.
Maybe it was.
Okay. One comment about the money availability. I think what they'll do is like they did in the 80s. They won't raise the interest rates. They'll just, take away the availability of the money. They'll just tighten up the money market. Interest rates be the same, but it's going to be hard to qualify for anything.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, they can't afford to raise interest rates. We know that. But what's the other alternative? Just start in the money market where you don't have very many dollars.
What?
Uh-oh. Break time.
Hang on the break, Gary. Just hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.